Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
Oh, someone just sent me a beautiful picture of what looks like a very good sunrise this morning. Wish I was outside to enjoy. Well, I can look out the window here at St. Hubert's Cathedral, and I'm facing east so with the wall, so I'm going to have to step out to see it. I'll do that during the next break. Captain Ryan Lambert joins us. Ryan, are you seeing a beautiful sunrise over there in Luling?
No, I'm in Buras, but it's coming up. It's just starting to come up. It's not over the palm trees yet, but it's pretty. It's a little high clouds, not much. Mostly clear, but some high clouds.
What you got going on there today? You got a few people going fishing. I know you got the veterans hunt because this is the last 2 days.
No,
and it's only...
they didn't come. They didn't come.
No.
So they backed out of it, and then we got about 5-6 boats going out fishing. So it don't ever stop. Just another day.
the ducks can rest easy till another season. We had a good hunt. Yeah, that was what a pleasure that was. But the problem was too many pintails.
Oh Lord! Well, they didn't have that problem yesterday. They said, "Well, if we don't fly today, we'll survive for another year. So let's not fly." I sat from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock yesterday just because it was the last day and I wasn't going in, and they killed 5 ducks all teal.
Wow.
Never saw a flock of pintails, guide wells, nothing. Wow. Because it was low water, and they're just not coming.
Yeah, and that's a problem you're going to address, and I want to put this out for people who hunt in coastal areas and have problems with tidal situations. There could be a remedy for it, and if they want to join you in your effort, tell them what you're going to be doing.
Well, we're going to have to – I think this is the year to make 3 splits again, 3 zones. So we have a west zone, an east zone, and a tidal zone or coastal zone. We can make it to where when the tides are negative, we close the season because you're out there for no reason. And if a big blizzard, God forbid, comes in while you're out there and the water sucks out, well, guess what? Your life's in jeopardy. So, you know, it's better not to go because every time it goes -9, I was in Mexico this week and the guy's calling me from down in Venice. Man, you got access to an airboat? We stuck like Chuck and we're not getting out. I said, you'll get out at 10 o'clock tonight. Yeah. But, you know, just hope a cold front doesn't come while you're stuck. But, you know, that and the ducks will go offshore. They're not coming in until the water gets to a certain height. So, you know, I think they're going to do a survey. And if they do, everybody that hunts in the tidal zones needs to know, yeah, we need a different zone. Because right now we're in the same zone as Shreveport. We're as far south and east as you can get. They're as far north and west as you can get, and we're in the same zone. It makes no sense.
Yeah, what is the argument for not creating a coastal zone?
Well, when you have two zones, you get three splits. If you have three zones, you get two splits. That's federally mandated. So I would rather just have the two splits and get it to where we could, you know, get the season in early November and just let it go until the first negative tide, take that week off, and then open it up for a week or so in the next tide, and then that's it. You know, we'll end sometime early January, but late January, there's no reason to hunt because you can't get out there and the birds aren't coming either. You know, some people kill a few. You know, we killed the other day, and Jake had 15 the other day, but, you know, for the norm, that's because we hunted that we didn't leave till 2 o'clock.
Right.
So if you want to hunt 2 o'clock in the evening and hunt for 3 hours, you know, you could do that. But, you know, traditionally people want to get out there at daylight, and if the tide's falling and going to be low at 10 o'clock, they're not coming.
Well, I'm kind of wondering if the federal argument would be, well, look, that's all factored into the limits that we set and the days that we allow, is that there's going to be some days where you're not going to be able to get to the ducks, and it's part of their management. That could be an argument.
The federal limits for the United States is not for the coastal Louisiana. So, you know, I don't think that's really got a lot to do with it. But, you know, again, you know, we just don't have as many ducks in Louisiana as we used to because there's no food. You know, you have to have millions of food hours of habitat in which to keep those kind of birds. And we just don't anymore. Our swamps are barren and there's no aquatic vegetation in the whole Barataria Estuary. You know, we have to bring our waters back so we can bring our Louisiana sportsman's paradise back. So hopefully people will join in the war.
Well, they're taking public comment till March the 6th. You got to comment on it. You can go to the meetings. You can send them a letter. You can call Jeffrey Duguay. He is the division, the guy that's handling that. You can email him. There's a lot of ways to comment. But the way it stands right now, they want to go back to the two splits, which would be November 8th to the 30th, and then December 13th to January 18th. But that would be a west zone, and you're purporting that they put in a special coastal zone, which is set on based on the tides, which I think is a good idea. And if people agree with that, if they're tired of having to go in the afternoons or getting stuck out there and risking maybe freezing to death if you get stuck out there for several hours on an Arctic blast, they need to make their comments heard. But, you know, the most logic you said was, you know, Venice, Louisiana, and Bureau should not have same regulations as what they have in Shreveport. Two different
and that goes for all the Chapalaya and all through there, too. You know, them guys go out there. They got the same problem. There, anybody that's in coastal and tidal zones has the same problem. So, you know, it's simple to fix, and we need to fix it. You know, it's no big deal.
Right. Well, if somebody wants to get in on a fishing, it's time to put the guns away down there and pull the fishing poles out. Or if they got a trip they'd like to plan to Mexico and talk to you about that, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, they did real good with the fish yesterday, all reds, though. Yeah, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me direct at 504-559-5111. And when we get off the radio, when you get a minute, text me that guy's number so I can have a word with him.
I will do that. And also, don't forget to send me those pintail pictures.
Oh, do that right now, buddy.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Thank you, Captain Ryan.
You're welcome, bud.
All right, there he goes. Cajun Fishing Adventures. What a place down there with the palm trees and the swimming pool and the great food they serve and lodging. What a great
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.